So, just tell me if we're going to start na.
What?
Are we going to start na? Ang magmahal ng ganito, kung sino pang piliin ko, hindi makuha ng ball. And here we go again, guys.
Hi guys, welcome to the third episode of our podcast. My name is Michaela.
And I am Waki.
And welcome to We Wonder.
We Yay! Wonder. Yay!
This is so funny.
The yay part is part of our introduction.
It has been a great part of it.
So, how are you today?
I'm actually good, but you know, I have work already for a half day, so I still got 4 hours to, you know, work. But it's fine. I'm really relaxed here at home since you know, we're still under the ECQ. It's really good. I have fulfilled one of my bucket lists. It's that is to work from home, of course. How about you? How's your night going?
I actually just finished my shift at 10 p.m. but I had to extend for an hour because I was facilitating a training for our agents. So, yeah.
Ah. Why am I not included?
Because you're already finished.
I want to repeat that again, please.
No, it was already a refresher. Why should I refresh you again?
I'm just like, you know, you're the F5 and I'm the lagging PC. So, F5, please.
Yeah, I think Waki should attend another refresher because just released our monthly assessment just this day, and he asked me if one question he was not sure of the answer, and he asked me if naka-trading ba or naka-refresher ba about that, and I was like, Waki, I was the one who conducted the training and the refresher.
It's really fun, you know. Well, before we proceed with our topic, of course, the day it went good, diba? Parang nakaka-relax talaga mag-work from home. That don't get me wrong, but it's really masaya if we're working together with the workmates, but less the travel time. Kasi medyo, you know, it's eating up a lot of our time, right?
Oh my god, that's so true.
I know.
Speaking of you know, being comfortable working at home, today's episode is actually about being cozy at home. It's actually related to the last episode. For those of you who were not able to listen to episode 2 for We Wonder, our last episode was titled Watch Through Lights or Read Under the Lights. So it's basically books versus movies. So we had a discussion about that, and it's somehow related to this because being comfortable at home, you do things that makes you, you know, yourself, makes you comfortable, makes you happy, and stuff like that. So
and it's really gonna be a good topic to discuss because it's really timely, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Our first topic is I'm looking for it, actually. Yeah, all right. Well, we've listed a few topics that we can ponder to tonight. And one of them is providing a perfect spot at home where to watch movies or read books. Diba? It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
In every part of a home, there's, of course, a cozy spot or a cozy place where you usually stay. Now, sa akin kasi, when I watch movie, I like watching movie on my phone. Diba? Parang, I don't know. I just really understand the character or the words that the character is saying when I'm wearing my earphones. Diba? Parang I'm really focused to it.
Yeah, I can actually attest to that because when I had my birthday celebration for this year, so I recommended to my friends watching Parasite. you know, and like half of us were watching Parasite, and then the other half was, you know, drinking, playing games, and, you know, making cuento. And Dada was like, and Waki was like playing games, talking to someone, and all that.
Flirting with Maki, flirting with DJ.
Yeah. Flirting with DJ in there, but he didn't. You know, he didn't watch the movie at all because he told me afterwards, you know, the day after that, he told me that he wanted to watch the movie alone when he's at home because he feels like he can understand the movie better if it's just going to be him rather than watching it with, you know, a group. Especially at that time, everyone was so loud, everyone was drinking and having fun, but we were all focusing on the movie, and Waki was just there.
Excuse me, it was DJ who flirted me first.
No!
That's SBG, guys.
Yeah, DJ is one of our colleagues as well, so hi DJ. I don't know if you're listening to this, but hi.
Baby boy from Baby Boy 2. I miss going at work just to see you guys.
Me too. It's been a month, right?
It has been. It's actually the 31st day today, or I think it's the 32nd. I'm not quite sure, but I'm absolutely sure that it has been more than a month.
I'm not used to not seeing you guys.
I know, because it's we're all together, diba? Parang yeah. We're taking our lunch together. Tanya, you and I, we're always together.
Yeah. Well, anyways, going back to our discussion regarding the perfect spot at home where to watch movies or read books. So, according to Waki, he prefers watching movies on his phone. And where do you specifically watch movies? You know, plays at your home.
I enjoy watching movie in my room when I'm alone, or maybe with someone, just one person, you know, because I really have a problem with focusing on the movie if there's someone who talks a lot and if there are other people who talks a lot, really. So yeah, it's okay if I'm going to watch it by myself.
Yeah, how about reading books?
Well, reading books. Are you sure you're going to ask me this?
Well, yeah.
Reading books. It's funny, though. I really not into reading books. But if I am going to read a book, well, I might consider the light, or if the spot or the location you're in, or the space that you're into, is a well lit, diba? Mahirap na ma-damage yung eyes natin, you know, guys. Do you want to share something about this? Because you're laughing.
No. Because Waki was just making parinig about that. Making parinig. I actually don't have any lights in my room as of the moment. I'm also kind of lazy to go out to buy a new light bulb and have it changed. So my only light here in the room as of the moment is a ring light that I got from my birthday this year. It was from my tita, but I don't use it that much because I feel like it's consuming too much energy. So yeah, and I like reading in my room, you know. But due to, you know, limited resources, I can't do it because I don't have any light. So I mostly read during daytime. I would open the windows, the curtains, or I would go down to the kitchen and read the book. But sometimes, you know, if I really want to read the book and, you know, given my situation right now, I would download an ebook and read it in my phone instead.
That's really a good thing to share. At least they have another, or you've provided an option for them where to read book if in case the place is not well lit.
And guys, this is not limited to reading and watching.
Yeah, it is actually, this topic is not because of reading or just watching, well, it could be a perfect spot in your home as well where you are comfortable to eat.
With family. What?
Nothing, I was just kidding.
B, ulitin mo, nag-choppy ka dun sa last.
Huh?
Nantawa nga ako eh. Rapids, nag-choppy ka, hindi ko narinig. Ano ba sabi mo?
So now that we know where the perfect spot is to watch movies or read books at home, let's now proceed with the current situation for Luzon, which is, you know, it's still under lockdown,
correct.
ECQ, however they call it.
Right. Well, for the current situation, since ECQ has been implemented for a while, I feel very cozy staying at my room. I almost never, you know, leave this room. Like, I'm gonna sleep here, watch movie here, relax here. Everything is here. I don't know. I just don't want to go out somewhere else part of the house, diba? It's really good.
Same. If I could, you know, have my bathroom here in my room, I would do that. If I could build my own bathroom inside my bedroom, I would do that.
I would,
just so that I will not go down.
Me too. Well, I would consider renting my own space. It's like I'm renting my own space here in our house.
A bed space.
Yeah, it's somewhat like that. It's like I'm just renting here because, you know, I'm just staying in my room. I'm not going out. The only time that I go out when we're eating together with other family members, but most of the time I really stay inside my room.
Same.
Diba? Kasi parang I don't know. I just feel relaxed. Hihiga ka lang. But of course, guys, you should maintain a well-balanced life. Do not forget also to exercise. Diba? Pag may time. It's really good. Workout.
Oh my God. I don't even work out. I don't even, you know, I don't even make an effort to work out.
Me too.
Or to move in general. I don't even make an effort to move in general. Yeah, the only time I say move is that when I'm going to the bathroom, I'm going to help in the kitchen, or I'll go downstairs to work and stuff like that, or I'll play with Chichi and Tammy. But other than that, no.
Diba? We're like paralyzed. But it's fine, guys. I think you should enjoy this moment that you're spending a lot of time in your home. Diba?
Kasi,
let's take this opportunity to enjoy your time with your family members and enjoy yourselves, right? Yeah. Diba? Kasi,
after this, that's true.
We never know. Of course, babalik tayo sa dati. So there goes traffic. There goes scarcity sa masasakyan. Because ang daming commuters here in Philippines. So,
yeah. Usok.
Diba?
Yeah. No, lalanghap ulit tayo. Usok.
Yeah. Mga kamag-anak ko, nandiyan na naman. Mga pollution doon. Kasama ako.
So, given the current situation about the enhanced community quarantine, most of us are actually, you know, we're actually given a chance and the opportunity to work from home. Waki, how's your personal space for work?
Well, of course, syempre dito pa rin ako working inside my room. But, diba, sabi ko sa'yo, everything is here, so I should not go out. I shall not go out. It's funny though, diba, kasi we've started working from home, but we recently moved here in somewhere in Cavite, so I do not have any table where I can put my laptop on or put the desktop on. So what my father did actually one day, he brought home some scrap plywood or wood. It's thick actually. I've made like a patungan for the laptop or the desktop. At least, diba, something that I can use. And I painted it red, of course, just like a wall in my room that matches it. So cute. So I think yung nagagawa ng ECQ, guys, we're being productive. Diba? I mean, productive in a way na it's out of our skills. Nakakagawa tayo ng mga bagay na something that we can use or functional.
That's true. I wish I could do that, but I'm not really creative, or yeah, in terms of creativity, I'm not really that kind of person. So I'll just stick to what I know.
Well, it's okay. At least you're enjoying yourself. Remember, we have to enjoy life to the fullest.
Yeah. Well, for my case, for my case, I actually have to go down to the living room. Yeah, I actually have to go down to the living room because my computer is set up in the living room where my family mostly stays. So, you know, sometimes when I'm working, they're there, you know, they're just there, minding their own business. And doing stuff like that, you know, playing with Chami, with Chi-Chi, you know, watching IG Lives, watching that video of that, you know, that DJ. Who's that DJ again? The one who danced?
DJ April Boy.
Yeah, the one that they call April Boy for the memes. What is his name again?
DJ Lunio.
So, yeah, I would hear that. Or we would actually watch videos of Miss Everything.
Yes.
You know, Miss Everything.
Hi, Everything.
I like her and Mimi Ya.
Yeah, those two. Yeah. They're cool. They're funny.
I know, right? Yeah. So since we've shared our personal space for work, Wacky, speaking of work, what is your work? Kala mo di ba
katrabaho? You know, you guys knowing, I'm working as a call center agent. Di ba? How do you say it, that?
Call center.
Di ba? Call center. Ganon.
Call center.
I'm working as a call center agent. I believe it's not really like 100% call center. I did not feel that actually when I started working together with Michaela. She was my former teammate, and she got promoted to a trainer. And me, I actually spend 80% of my time answering emails back. And 20% remaining is for answering a few calls. It's really not a high call volume, and that is just how my work works.
Like, even though Wahe and I are not on the same team anymore, we don't have the same boss. I still feel like I, you know, I'm still on the same team.
Exactly.
With them.
She's even receiving our, you know, monthly
stats.
Monthly stats. I don't know.
Yeah, I am even included in that. And the stats per team, you know, how everyone was doing for the week. I am receiving that. Although I'm not included, you know, my picture is not included anymore in the stats, but I'm still receiving that. I kind of miss doing
my work.
Cases. Yeah, your work. But, I mean, it's fine.
I think we should exchange for a day, no? I'll be handling your class.
I think that's easier said than done because I already have experience with what you're doing because it was my job before.
Ah, yeah. Oo nga. But, yeah. Me too, so, guys, I actually have experience of what Ella is, you know, doing right now. Well, I was just kidding. You wish.
That's why I was not reacting.
I was just kidding.
So, now that we shared our, you know, work with you guys, now let's proceed with, you know, a comfortable spot for our lovely Mother Earth. No, I'm kidding. Our lovely Nanay, Mama, Mommy, Mom, Inay. Mamita. However, oh yeah, Mamita. Yeah, kung paano niyo ba tinatawag si Mami niyo, but there. So, for you, Dada, where is Tita mostly comfortable at home? Or what does she like to do?
Since the ECQ, actually, I've noticed that she's spending a lot of time in the kitchen preparing food. Like the usual, you know, or the usual mom out there. She's preparing food. Also, it's a really good thing, no? Na she's hands-on pagdating sa food. Because there are times na of she's busy. Hindi siya nakakapag-prepare ng food ko. And I'm thankful for that. Na she's, you know, giving me time. Or giving her time na mag-prepare ng food for me and for family. I'm gonna share something funny. I haven't started yet. I'm laughing. Okay.
Do you want to laugh it all off first?
No. I'm fine. Well, before ECQ, actually, mom's working, and there are times na magluluto siya. So, it's okay. Okay. Monday, we're going to eat adobo. Okay? And on Tuesday, of course, we're going to eat a breaded pork chop, say. Diba? It's really funny, no? Kasi on Wednesday, it's not ininit or not natirang ulam. But on Wednesday, she is going to cook again adobo. Diba? So, that makes it adobo.
You know what? I was like,
it's really funny.
Hello. I can't say anything.
Why?
Kanina ko pa pinipigilan yung tawa ko. So I was biting my lips, you know, just so that I would prevent myself from laughing.
It's funny kasi, di ba? I mean, I'm thankful kasi Tita's staying. Nako, alam mo ba yan si Tita? I know. She's spending a lot of time, ha? Sige, you...
Saan? Where?
Tita is a minor.
Yeah. My mom is actually a minor for the IG Live... Facebook Live where people sell bags, right? She's sometimes in the kitchen helping, but most of the time it's dad. But, you know, you would see her on her phone every day, every single day, every second of the day. Yeah, even when she's sleeping. No, I'm just kidding. Not sleeping, but when she's working, her phone is actually watching, or her phone is on Facebook watching a live stream for the bags. And then the next thing you know, may nagdi-deliver na ng bags dito sa bahay. And my mom actually made a Facebook page where she could sell the bags that she bought online. So I don't know if it's live or if she's already posting there, but share it next time so diba? That you guys can buy. Well, anyway, so now that we know what our moms like to do during ECQ, how about your dad? How about Manong Bernie?
Well, Manong Bernie, if he's not at work, if he's here with us, he spends his time on the garden. So
since
the ECQ, he started to plant more. Because before ECQ, he's planting some of vegetables, diba? Ngayon we're in ECQ, so we have kalabasa, we have calamansi, bawang, sitaw.
So is it already growing?
It is actually. We're always eating adobong sitaw.
So that's for your dad.
Yeah. He's spending a lot of time in the garden and sometimes in the kitchen. That's very rare.
Well, it's the opposite. Kasi
why? What is always Tito doing nowadays?
Si Muke. That's actually dad's nickname in Tanay when we used to live in Tanay. So si dad, he's always in the kitchen. He's always the one cooking. For some reason, I don't know why he's the one who's cooking, but I think he likes it. He likes it. And if it's not in the kitchen, you would see him just playing whatever it is. He's playing on his phone 24/7. And I'm not kidding when I say he's playing 24/7. Because even when he's asleep, even when his eyes are closed, you would see that the game is still ongoing. No turning off.
Diba? Tito is a pro game, pro gamer.
Yeah, pro gamer.
It's cool, no, to have parents like that sometimes. They are chill.
Yeah.
Like Tito playing games and Tita is playing
minor.
Like, she's playing, but she's a minor though, diba?
I think because they're still young, kaya ganun.
No, no. Ah, sabagay. How old
Mom
are they?
Is 42, if I'm not mistaken. And si daddy, parang 46. Basta below 50, wala pa silang 50. Nasa 40s, basta why. Nasa 40s pa lang sila mommy at daddy.
Actually, my parents, it's like 2 years from now, they are senior citizen, diba?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Tanda na.
So, anyways, it's actually we all have for our topic about being cozy at home. So, what do you think about this discussion, Waki?
Well, it's really timely since we've also covered parts of it regarding the work from home. Yeah. Diba? Parang some tips that they can use also for those who are working from home.
Before we actually end this episode for We Wonder, we've asked some of our friends to listen to the first episode of our podcast, and we got some of their feedback. So, yeah. So, Waki, what did Tanya said?
Tanya, she laughed about it. She laughed a lot about it. And she thinks that we're having fun. Yes, we are.
We are.
I hope you're here as well with us.
Yeah, we have actually invited her a couple of times now, but it's not that she declined or rejected her offer. It's just that she's, I think it's the timing, because every time we would ask her to join the episode, she would always be in the game, you know, playing. So, there. So, yeah, so we joke about it, and I told her that didn't know the reason why we created this podcast was to bash you. And the response was like, okay, sige, sa susunod, sasama na ako para hindi niyo na ako pag-usapan. Yeah.
Yep, she's not here, of course.
Typical Tanya. Anyway, so that's for Tanya. We also got a feedback from Diane. Diane is one of our closest friends. Well, she was actually a friend of Waki first, and then he introduced Diane to us, and we're actually working in the same place, in the same floor, but different department.
Correct. It's just a different one. And for Diane's feedback, actually, she mentioned that Ella's voice is perfect for the show. And she thinks that Ella is a good radio host or a podcaster. And she mentioned about the PSI. I'm not sure about it.
It's actually part of the English team, and for recruitment, that's how they base their. Oh my God, I'm not sure if I'm saying this correctly. So, Diane, if you're listening, Kobe, if you're listening, correct me if I'm wrong. But PSI stands for pronunciation something and intonation. I don't know what the S means. I've been asking Kobe twice now, but it's still not online. But yeah, so basically, PSI is the way the person speaks, his intonation, the way he constructs his sentence, the way he communicates. I think that's how it is, huh? I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. Oh my God.
Correct. Maybe we can ask Diane one of these days.
Maybe you can ask her to listen to this.
Since
so go, Diane, if you're listening, thank you for your feedback. I love you.
Well, did you know what Diane? Tell me about my voice.
She told Waki that he's actually pretty good, but she kind of prefers him to be more of a master of ceremony kind of guy. So more of an MC.
Diba, guys? So I'll be quitting the show one of these days. And because I must attend to a wedding ceremony.
Oh my God, this wedding.
No, I was just kidding, of course. But, diba? It's never too late, guys, you know? We never know, diba?
Never know.
I can improve it.
That's true. Well, so that's for the feedback that we got from some of our closest friends. So thank you for your feedback. We really appreciate it. We love you. We hope you keep on listening. And by the way, just a quick shout out to Ate Tessa for creating the characters on the photo cover for our podcast. So yeah.
Ate Tessa, thank you so much. And guys, if you're interested to know Tessa and her works, you may go online and check her Instagram account for more information. She's a very nice person. She even gave us discount. No, I was just kidding. We do not have the product code that we're gonna share to you. But Tessa, actually, you can check her at Instagram. Her Instagram handle is TechanArt. So that is T for Tango, ECHAN for November, ART for Tango, S. So that is
TechanArt. So if you'd like to have your own characters personalized, or you know, have your own logo or design or t-shirt design, you can just DM her in Instagram. The price is very reasonable. It's very good. Yeah. So there. Thank you, Tessa. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of that, you can also tweet us some of your suggestions and your feedback. We'd like to know your thoughts about tonight's episode. So, Wacky, how can they reach us?
You may you can reach us, guys, at Twitter. So you may follow us, tweet about how you feel for every episode that we play, and our Twitter handle is at We Wonder Pod. So that is WEWAN for November, D for Delta, ERPOD.
Yeah, so that's at We Wonder Pod. So just tweet us your suggestions, your feedback, your thoughts. We'd like to know about them. So yeah, thank you for staying with us for tonight's episode of We Wonder. So again, our topic was about cozy at home or being comfortable at home. We hope you enjoy tonight's episode.
Yay! And guys, we hope that you will support us all the way to our coming up episodes. And Michaela, can you share to them what's just a gist of what our next episode will be?
It's somehow kind of related again to our discussion for today, but instead of, you know, being cozy at home, we're going to venture outside their home. We'll be talking about places outside our home where, you know, we can do other stuff. So if you'd like to know about that, just keep on listening. And we are uploading our episodes every Saturday. So just keep on listening and, you know, be on watch.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for tuning in for tonight's episode here at We Wonder, We Wonder.
Again, this is Michaela.
And Wacky.
And have a great night. Bye.
Bye-bye.